Hello, this is Matt Ullery, Director of Product Management with NetIQ, and I'm here on a HelpNet Security podcast to discuss user activity monitoring. What we're seeing is that it is clear in most organizations that it is critical for information protection for you to manage and actively control what users have rights to within the organization, that it fits their role and that it's maintained and managed through the entire role lifecycle. What is not as well understood and not as well practiced is the idea that that's not enough. You must complement that by providing active monitoring of how those privileges are used day to day within the organization. And this is highlighted by the increased number of threats, as the sophistication of threats driven by both financial and political drivers have increased. You have a situation where the threats themselves are more sophisticated, but they also include cases where a large number of them have insiders recruited to support the threat, as well as, in some cases, insiders placed within the organization to support the threat as well. But it's not only these attacks, these external attackers and insiders trying to proceed for profit, that can impact your organization. It's also the regular, everyday activities from individuals that may not know better, well-intentioned, who make errors and mistakes that can either open breaches to the organization or cause significant downtime. To address this, the next question is, well, who are these insiders? Who is your staff? Years ago, the staff was the people you knew, the people who you had worked with for years. Even if they were remote offices, you had met, you spoke to, you had common incentives, you were aligned to common goals. Now, an organization's staff, their trusted insiders, include contractors. They include the staff of service providers, the staff of cloud applications, cloud services. And these are people you've never met. You may not know their names. You may have never interacted with them on a regular basis, or if at all. So who are these people, and how can you trust? How can they be trusted insiders when you've never met? So when you look at this, it's not only the regular staff you think of when you're thinking about monitoring user activity, it's everyone that's involved. In one particular organization that I've spoken to recently, their trusted insiders included not only partners who had access to sensitive information, but some of their partners were also competitors. So it was a really awkward situation. So very, very focused. And I'll give you two quick examples of scenarios I've seen recently. So in one case, there was an email administrator. This person had been given rights to manage email servers, to manage the environment, and was doing just fine. About a year after the person had joined the organization, it was discovered by complete accident coincidence that this individual had been actively reading the emails from the CEO and the executive team to the board of directors. No one had seen this. No one was actually monitoring for it. While the privileges he had been using were the typical privileges of an email administrator, how he was using them and the fact that they did not fit with his role is what is important. And that's what we need to be looking for. In another example, there's a large retail organization. An organization does a lot of online transactions, a lot of in-store transactions. And this organization had outsourced a lot of their IT administration. It wasn't core to their business. It wasn't important. They wanted lower cost. They wanted to make sure they had support as it followed the sun, and they structured this. They did a reasonably good job. They had an employee, new employee, wasn't actually their direct employee, was an employee of the contracting firm, the service providing firm that was working with them. And this individual realized one day that he had sufficient privileges to begin making changes to the organization to gain access to personally identifiable credit card information that he could then sell within his region and assumed he would be able to get away with it. And he very well would have, because the only reason this organization found out that this person had been slowly escalating their privileges, slowly adjusting policies, using the privileges that were granted him, was because he made a mistake. And that mistake actually was more expensive to the organization than would have been the breach. He made an error that actually shut the organization's ability to respond to transactions for a week, costing them several $100 million a day in lost business, lost revenue. So as you're monitoring the privileged users, there's what rights they have, but simply trying to look at all that activity and try on a task-by-task basis to understand the context of it is impossible unless you can look at the user accounts that activity is tracked through, map that to a human being or a service or a process, and then assess that in the context of the actual the actual role this person has within the organization. So as you proceed through this and you're monitoring, if you can actually see that this is aligned with their role and monitor it, then you're okay. And then only highlight the activity that seems suspicious, that is anomalous, that really does not fit with the role of the organization.